Oh yeah, we have to talk in English.
My screen is gone. Oh, go left.
I'm afraid I'm a bit slow for this stuff. I'm afraid I'm a bit too slow. I don't know how much preparation you guys did,
Yeah.
but not a lot.
It was not
You
enough.
see this beautiful presentation.
Yeah, very amazing. Let's get started.
Yeah.
I sort of prepared this opening acquaintance tool training, how to use the YouTube project plan discussion tool. Well, then the rest of the meeting. We're supposed to develop a new remote control that's both original, trendy, and user-friendly. So, hope you have good ideas. I don't. We're working from top to bottom, functional design. When we do some individual work, we have a meeting to discuss the results, etc., etc. And at the end of the day, we should have a prototype program. We have available the smart boards and the whiteboards. We should take some practice, have some instructions on how to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know how documents work. This is for the toolbar. See it next. We have a pen, and we can use this pen to deform.
Operations.
So, it doesn't always work. Okay, so you can draw.
Draw. Right.
And in the format menu, you can select color and line width, etc., etc. Okay. Okay. Each of you can take some practice, and you should draw an animal, and you should explain with different colors and with different pen widths, and you should explain why you draw that particular animal. So, Jurjen.
Okay.
Don't take up too much space.
Yeah.
Different pen widths, how do you do that?
With the format menu.
Oh, okay.
You use different colors, etc.
Are you
What's
serious?
that supposed to mean? It's
Could it be
giraffe.
one?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, four legs.
Oh,
Giraffe's
giraffe.
yellow.
Yeah, needs some yellow. Oh God.
Can you use one blank sheet per drawing,
Yeah.
or so he must save it at the end and then.
Yeah, you can press the next button, which is yeah, it's not sure
In the
if
file option
yeah,
menu.
in the file menu.
Okay, make a new one.
How much time do we have to draw anyway? That can take
Yeah,
forever
sure.
on this.
Can you
Not much.
explain why you chose this animal?
Yeah.
I think it's a great animal.
A
Giraffe.
oh, giraffe. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I see a
so.
long neck, but
More like a dinosaur.
Okay, I will give it an eye.
It's nice.
Okay, come on.
Some leaves to eat.
Pretty good.
Could you press the next? The next. Yes.
Okay, then get that
Here you go.
thanks.
Is this part of our acquaint or introduction to
Yeah,
each other?
the introduction to get acquainted.
All right.
That's the idea.
Your line broke.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah,
It's a bit
it's
fast.
slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm guessing a turtle. No, I'm kidding.
That's a good guess.
Because of its shell.
You were slow too, so
I was a bit slow too.
Dude, you're a good drawer. Do you have a turtle pet?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, not the chicken legs, but
stumpy stuff.
More like a tank. Yeah, that's fin.
They kind of look like mole legs with sharp nails and
spots. It looks very frizzly. Eternal, I guess.
A little tail, maybe.
No.
The little holes, maybe. And why did you choose this animal? Colors were under format, right? Let's see. How am I going to do this? Not quite, actually. No. Hey. It's a cat. Not quite yet, though.
Why a cat?
Yeah, I don't know. They're my favorite pets.
You have some.
I have a color already. Yeah, I'm not so good at drawing with this kind of stuff. Oh shit. Excuse my language. I don't know how to draw his face, but you get the idea. It's a cat. It's my favorite pet animal because they're cute, they're independent and cuddly. I don't know. That's it? Or do I need to use more colors? And
I think it's okay.
All right. Yeah. So we have to see.
Okay, let's start for some discussion. Okay. So what do you want to discuss?
Yeah.
Yeah. We should get started.
I'm taking notes.
Okay.
We each have a specific task, as I saw in my menu.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if you received the same menu.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Okay,
yeah.
So the industrial designer should produce a working design. Am I correct?
True.
Okay. The user interface designer should specify the technical functions. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. And the marketing expert should
come up with user requirements.
Yeah.
Did any of you already do some work on this part? Or?
Well, I started making an overview for myself, what I had to do, because we have three design steps, and in every step I have a specific task to perform or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, I don't know, make an overview for myself about what I have to do and kind of let it work in to get ideas about how I have to fill it. Well, I started with the first phase, I think, was the functional.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I had to focus on the working design, which you said, how does the apparatus work? And well, I basically had 2 points. According to the coffee machine example, I have batteries to supply energy, and we use button presses to activate or deactivate certain functions on the TV. And that's basically all I have so far.
Yeah, I got another point. It uses infrared light to communicate the signal.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Some buttons for the on and off function, you already told that, and for the changing of to all the channels and changing the volume.
Yeah.
The basic option for remote control.
Yeah, I kept it global because that it activates, deactivates specific functions, because I wasn't thinking yet about that. I mean, you want to flip the channel, but you might want to use tailored text also.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is in English.
Well, from a marketing perspective, well, the function design phase consists of the user requirements.
Mm-hmm.
What needs and desires are to be fulfilled. So there are a few means to reach that by doing research.
Mm-hmm.
To see what existing products are there out in the market, what functions do they
mm-hmm.
have. Especially, what are their shortcomings? Are there any
mm-hmm.
new functions which can be added to our
mm-hmm.
product? Therefore, we have to do some internet search,
mm-hmm.
for example, for what kind of applications do current remote control support, and what are features of current and future televisions?
Yes.
So we can see what needs to be supported. And we can interview current users and future users. What would they like to see on a new remote control? Especially for future users, I'm thinking of early adopters, because they use new technology first,
mm-hmm.
and they play with a lot of tools and stuff, so maybe they have some good ideas to add.
And you can get that information?
I think I can get that information, yeah.
Okay. That's a bit early.
Yeah.
But have you any ideas so far as what the user requirements are?
No, not specifically, more to how to get them.
I've got some requirements. It has to be user friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Really easy to use buttons, not very small buttons, but not also the big buttons, but just normal buttons. It has to be a small unit. It has to be, you can take it with you everywhere in your house. Has not to be gigantic machine.
Yeah.
And a good zapping range.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
The distance from your television to your remote control has to be quite a big distance.
Yeah.
It has to be capable for zapping
from the other end of your room or something. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I have anything more to add at the moment. I think the best is to go to
work. Is that you or?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Any more points?
Yes. I think we can go ahead with what we have and we'll summarize. The use of the industrial design, I can work on the working design, etc., etc. And it seems you get more information than you need.
All right.
The notes on the
yeah, in the project folder.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Writing very fast.
Yeah.
I hope it's readable. Okay. Anything more you want to add to the discussion?
Well, no, I'm just a bit wondering what we're going to do the next
do we only
session.
Have to do the phase one, the functional design?
Yeah, because then we have.
After that, we are going to the conceptual.
We're just working. You do some individual work, you have a meeting, individual work meeting, and at the end of the day, we have a final meeting. And then I have to prepare. I have to defend our design, so make it good.
Yeah, okay. We'll do our best. I am going to work on the conceptual design already, because it's fairly important to know what kind of components we want to put in.
Yeah.
Do we? I mean, is it going to be a multimedia control center? Do we want to be able to use the video recorder with it?
Yeah, that's my question also, because like new things
that is the user
requirements
part.
Yeah.
As to
true.
They want all those functions.
Yeah.
That's more.
But we need good communication about this stuff, because I have to put the components into the design. So if I don't know what components to put in, it's kind of hard.
To start with the basic functions, and we can
like some remotes who are out there, which I know, there's one button which is very easy to switch between devices.
Yeah.
So you can switch to your video and then the same buttons control your video.
Yeah.
And another function I was thinking of, switch to your media center, because it's getting very popular.
Yeah, so
use your Windows Media Center under your TV with the same remote control.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the switch once.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but you will need several other buttons for a video player. You need a play and a fast forward and a stop function. And you don't need that for a TV.
Yeah.
And for teletext,
you need
additional buttons as well. So
yeah.
I kind of need to know what we need.
Yeah.
Whatever, I'll just put my ideas in the here, and then we can discuss it with the next
We could just start with a solution that's only for TV and video, and then reserve the possibility to add other features.
Okay.
We have a basic starting point, and you can always extend that, so make sure it's extendable.
All right.
It has to be user-friendly, so it's
the least amount of functions possible, so it's easier to get to know.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And, I'll see you again when the computer tells us to.
Yep.
Can we
do that?
Yeah, you're
dismissed. Thanks. All right.
Okay.
See you later. What the?